10 a.m. W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Already affecting millions along the East Coast and South, Hurricane Ernesto, says ABC News forecaster Samara Theodore.
Catastrophic flash flooding in Southbury, Connecticut.
The system already bringing torrential rains to Alabama,
prompting rip current warnings and waves as tall as 8 feet up and down the U.S. East Coast.
Severe thunderstorm watches extend through tonight from New York to Arkansas. Just 2 weeks since becoming the Democrats' next big thing, Vice President Kamala Harris now with a 6-point lead nationwide among likely voters in our new ABC News Washington Post poll. Harris flipping independent voters, leading Donald Trump by 11 points. Mr. Trump still leads on the top issues of economy and inflation. Ukrainian President Zelensky announcing plans to create a buffer zone in Russia's Kursk border region where Ukrainian troops have occupied since early August. Ceasefire talks with Hamas set to resume in Egypt. This is ABC News. Ex-New York Congressman George Santos is due in federal court tomorrow, where sources tell ABC News he's expected to plead guilty. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Santos is supposed to stand trial next month, and just last week he reaffirmed his not guilty plea to 23 felony charges, including fraud, identity theft, and misuse of campaign funds.
Now I'm going to have to go and fight to defend myself.
But on Friday, his attorneys and federal prosecutors asked the judge, without explanation, to schedule a hearing where the sources said Santos is expected to change his plea to guilty, though they cautioned he could change his mind.
The class of 2028 kicking off move-in week at many colleges and universities this weekend. Advice from the Vice President for Student Affairs at the Stevens Institute of Technology in Hoboken, New Jersey, Sarah Klein.
There are therapists embedded in schools and social workers in the K-12 system. And so by the time they get to college, many of them have already been in therapy or they're aware of it.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about the money myth that buying fancy coffees is what's keeping you from being rich. Everything that I know about money and happiness tells me the exact opposite. Treating yourself to a moment of happiness, like a latte, or for me, it's buying one of those little fancy yogurts at the grocery store that come in those cute little ceramic containers, that's probably not keeping you from reaching your money goals. If it feels like you're not where you want to be with your money, take a hard look at your finances and make a budget that you know you're going to stick to. In your budget, you get to choose the places to cut back on spending. You get to decide if that latte or that fancy yogurt is worth the cost. And sometimes for me, it really is. Okay, folks, that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Well, welcome back to Maxine Gradio here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Rocker. I am here with Sam Davison, and we are hanging out. We're playing a throwback show tonight. I picked a whole lot of songs that go back a ways here in the Wisconsin music scene. The last couple of songs we heard before the break, Mojo Radio, Darken My Door, and Magic 7, Julio. But right now, I think we're going to do a double dip of Bad Boy. Sam, have you heard of Bad Boy?
I have not.
Bad Boy is a Milwaukee band. In fact, they're the band that Milwaukee made famous. Now, the first time I saw them was probably back in like 1979. They were playing middle schools and high schools. And they finally got a record deal, and they started to get big. But, you know, as is the case with all bands that almost get big, the record label dropped them. But they've always been a legendary band here in Madison. And I used to go see them all the time and play. And a little side note is the singer here of this song, Zeno, he was originally in Cheap Trick. He was Cheap Trick's lead singer. But when Robin Zander came in, he moved to Milwaukee, ended up with Steve Grimm and Bad Boy. Let's listen to a little Bad Boy right now, a double dip, in fact, of Bad Boy. This is Thunder and Lightning. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
last night. Nobody got nobody and nobody can know. No. So pick it up, put it down, leave it alone.
We're not done yet.
You are in the middle of a
double shot.
Double shot
on Max Inc. Radio.
Break out from the asylum right now. Better tell me right now.
right, that is Milwaukee's Bad Boy, the band Milwaukee made famous. And that was from their latest album, Asylum. I think that's the title track there. I'm Rocker, here with Sam Davison. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network. Remember that you can give us a call at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Or text us on the Civic Media app. Find it at your favorite app store. And then, you know, listen to the podcast. Find us online at civicmedia.us. Hey, we have a great show coming up yet tonight. Leo Sidran, we're going to get him on the phone from Brooklyn, New York. He is coming back to Wisconsin for a pair of shows next week in Milwaukee and Madison. And then in September, he's actually going to be playing a show here in Madison at the North Street Cabaret with his famous dad, legend, jazz legend, Ben Sidran. So that's pretty cool. We'll hear all about that. Instar 3, it is the third installment of this festival on September 7th at the Cardinal Bar in Madison. Performers, local artists, community building for the Midwest scene. We'll be talking to Sigra and a couple of her co-coordinators there of the festival. Find out what's going on. Plus, Live in the Lair coming up with the Farleys. Jen Farley from Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets and her husband Mike. They're going to be performing and telling us about their duo and music that's coming out. And then Indie 45 tonight, 10 p.m. with Shane Christopher Neal and Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts. It's all coming back. We have, this is a throwback show that we've been doing. So we've been throwing back to a lot of music that we played here on Max Inc. Radio over the years. And 5 years ago, we just celebrated our 5-year anniversary. And I went back and I listened to the first show. It was pretty fun. It was there on WTTN Talk News. And the first song that we ever played was a band by Magic Conch, a song by Magic Conch. And the first song ever played on Max Inc. Radio. Let's hear it right now. This is Witchcraft, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Witchcraft. Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
What I feel all around is a general apathy to the beat of the music inside of me. Here we go now, pick it up. Darling, it's plain to see that together we are stronger.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
All my friends suck, and I'll tell you why. They never want to go out, never want to chill, no matter how hard I try. All my friends suck, it's worse than that. They never want to FaceTime, never want to call, and never ever text me back. See that you've read my message and you still haven't responded yet. What happened to always going out to shows and 7 nights a week staying out to bar close? Is this just the way life goes? Does anybody know what happened to calling to see what's up? That 4 a.m. text to say your car's stuck. Is this just growing up? Or do all my friends suck? All my friends suck. What can I say? They've all got married, got jobs, got kids with more babies on the way. All my friends suck, they've got new lives. They can't commit to anything without first checking with their wives. It's great to see you again. I think the last time was your kid's birthday last year.
One half two, always going out to shows. And 7 nights a week, staying out to bars closed. Is this just the way life goes? Does anybody know? One half two, calling just to see what's up. That 4 a.m. text just to say your car's stuck. Is this just growing up? Or do all my friends suck?
Interested to all my band shows, but I haven't seen you come out to one yet.
What happened to always going out to shows and 7 nights a week staying out to bar closed? Is this just the way life goes? Does anybody know? What happened to calling to see what's up? That 4 a.m. text just to say your car's stuck. Is this just growing up? Or do all my friends suck? All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All your friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All our friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All
oh man, all my friends suck.
Wait, what about me? Oh, come on, Rocker. I just drove all the way in here just to say hi.
Oh man, they were from Racine. The first rule.
What?
I couldn't remember what the band's name was here. the thing flipped, and I'm like, I know the name of the song, but I forgot the band. What a great song. I love that song.
I do.
Hey, I'm Rocker here, Max Inc. Radio, you're listening to on the Civic Media Network. I'm here with Sam Davison, and Rob Roberts showed up.
Yeah.
He's here. He's going to hang out with us. We still have a whole lot of things going on, but you know, before that, Rob, we heard Civil Engineers with Buenos Aires. We're doing a throwback show.
I know. I heard that on the way in. Throwback show. Exciting. And you know what's great, Sam, is when you do throwback shows with Rocker, you get all sorts of information you never even knew about. Last week.
He is a wealth of knowledge.
I know, right? Like, well, last week we were talking about the Jimmies, right? And dairy farming. And I had no idea.
Jimmy was a dairy farmer.
I didn't know.
Well, and his wife is a massage therapist.
Right?
Yep.
That's a good gig. They, and, you know, he never brings a cow to the show, so I never was able to connect the dots at all. So.
Wait till we get cow massages at the shows.
Cow massages, yeah.
You know, we have a lot of great stuff happening yet tonight. Leo Sidran, he's going to be on the phone from Brooklyn in a little while here. Instar 3, we're going to hear about this festival live in the lair with the Farleys, Jen and Mike. And then Indy 45, Shane Christopher Neal, and Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts. Rob, that's your show. What's up with that?
Well, I'm going to take a nap. You know, and then I'll get back up. And we've got all sorts of great stuff in the show tonight. And really, because it was such a rainy weekend, we start out a little slow, and then we just sort of, the sun comes out in the second half. Yeah, so you're going to enjoy it, I think.
Still go swimming.
Yeah.
Hey, Max Inc. Radio is brought to you by Herbal Aspect, now 3 locations in Madison, on Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, or online at herbalaspect.com. They have some great products there. Check them out. Also by Noah's Ark Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman Avenue, inside Northgate Mall, cat and kitten adoption, organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. Check Noah's Ark Pet Store down here in Madison. All right, let's see. Let's take a break, and then we have a whole bunch of things coming up.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit weikert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm a rainmaker. I can make it pour and pour. I'm a rainmaker. I can make it pour and pour. I make it rain so hard, you won't want no rain no more. I'm a heartbreaker. See me walking out the door. I'm a heartbreaker. See me walking out the door. Well, I was gone before I got here. I'm not coming back no more. Troublemaker, I got nothing but trouble in store. I'm a troublemaker, nothing but trouble for you in store. I give you so much trouble, will you be coming back for more?
money maker. You know I love to make some cash. I'm a money maker. Love to make that cash. I bring it home in the evening just to throw it in the trash. I'm a rainmaker and I'm a heartbreaker, just a troublemaker. I'm a profit taker. I'm a earth shaker. I'm a deal breaker. Yeah, I'm a money maker. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. I bring it home every evening just to throw it in the trash.
Well, hello, everybody. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Rocker here with Rob Roberts and Sam Davison, who's sitting in for Jimmy K tonight. That was Ben Sidran and the title track to his latest album, Rainmaker. International jazz legend Ben Sidran will be in Wisconsin at the North Street Cabaret in Madison, performing with his son, Leo Sidran, on September 3rd and 4th. Leo Sidran is a Grammy-winning multi-instrumentalist, musician, producer, arranger, composer, recording artist, and journalist.
Man.
And after playing professionally as a teenager with the legendary Steve Miller Band, he established himself as a versatile artist at ease as a bandleader with 8 solo albums in his discography. Leo is also the son of jazz legend Ben Sidran and a Madison native. And Leo currently resides in Brooklyn, New York. And Leo is back in Wisconsin for 2 shows coming up on August 22nd in Milwaukee at Bar Cento and August 24th at the North Street Cabaret in Madison. On the phone with us right now is Leo Sidran. Leo, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Wow, thank you so much for that extensive introduction. I'm sorry to have put you through that.
No, hold on a second. Rocker, I heard... played with Steve Miller Band as a teenager, like live, like recordings. Like what album were you on?
So there was an album called Wide River, which I think may in fact even still to this day be his last record of original songs. It came out in 1993. I was 16 years old at the time. And it really came about because my dad was in the band. He was on tour with Steve every summer. They had been working together. My dad Ben and Steve met at the University of Wisconsin in the 60s, and they worked together in the early versions of the Steve Miller Band. Then they went their separate ways. And when I was in high school, they sort of reconnected. And that was just right at the time that I started writing songs myself. And so every song I would write, I would play it for Steve. Uncle Steve, here's another song I wrote. And he responded.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Wow, that is really cool. Leo, let's go back to the beginning and get your backstory. I usually ask about, parents' role in your career, but we know your dad is a jazz legend, Ben Sidran. Right? So tell us about your introduction to music and how... your father must have played a role in those early years. How did you get started playing, and what did you play?
Yeah, it's a good question, and it's actually harder to answer than you might think, only because I can't remember a time when music wasn't a huge part of my life and what how I saw myself and all of that. So it's not like I ever really felt like I was making a decision. At some point in my early childhood, a drum set showed up in our house and we set up the piano. And I would just bash on the drums next to my dad while he played piano. We would jam. It wasn't serious at all. We talked about it like, the way some fathers and sons would go kick a ball or throw a ball around or whatever. We would just get after dinner or in the afternoon, whatever it was, we would just kind of bash it out together. And so it never felt really serious. It just was something we did. And it sort of just grew from there.
Wow. That's incredible. And So tell us about Leo Sidran, the artist, and the journey to establish your own identity in the music industry.
Wow, these are great questions. Well, I guess I started out, as I said, you know, playing for fun, and I also was writing songs very early. And you know, maybe one thing that was, especially for my generation, I'm in my 40s now, so you know, I think today young people coming of age are more aware of what it is to write a song and that people have a lot of technology and access. But when I was growing up, it was maybe not so common to think that you could write your own songs at 6 and 7 and 8 years old. And, right. and I was very interested in writing songs or be in a studio to understand what that is, even just to have any familiarity with what that felt like and how music was put together, how it was constructed. And I was always very interested not only in how to play music, but also how to make a recording that sounded like a record that I heard. So my early years, like in middle school and high school, I was really into technology and gear. You know, I started with a 4-track cassette machine, then I got an 8-track machine, and ADATs, which were digital, early digital recording. I was really into that and working on the computer and all of that stuff. So technology and production was always really woven into my understanding of what it was to be a musician. And because of that, and because I learned how to record early on, I also thought it was totally normal and acceptable to try to play all the instruments. So I started out on drums, but then I picked up guitar, and I was into keyboard, and I bought a bass and, you know, played bass on stuff. And so the people that I really looked up to were, like, you know, the kinds of musicians who could do it all themselves. Prince was hugely influential for me, not only as a, you know, because of the music he made, but because I knew that he could do it all himself. Oh my God, that's a possibility. You could play it all by yourself. And so that, you know, a big part of my early development was spent alone. I think a lot of people, when they start playing music, they play in bands, they get together in high school bands and jam together. I was a little bit unusual in that I spent a lot of hours as a young musician alone in the studio. And, that's great, but then it does raise the question of, well, okay, well, what does that mean if you want to be an artist? What happens if you do want to perform? What happens if you do want to, like, one day leave the studio and play music in public for people? And that process was much longer and sort of less automatic for me. And that's where I think in some ways the other part of my background really came in handy, which was the jazz part of my background, because at the same time I was doing all that production investigation work alone in my little home studio, I also started playing mostly drums around town in Madison. And of course, because I had a musician father, I was lucky that he had other musician friends and that he trusted me to make a lot of mistakes in public with musicians who I had really no business playing with at the time, but everybody was very generous and encouraging. So, you know, in high school and in college, I played a lot around town of jazz gigs and ended up connecting with musicians of, you know, from my generation who are still really important to me. But eventually, to kind of jump ahead to your question, who is Leo Sidran the artist? I think what has happened is I found a way to bring together all of the sort of experience that I had playing jazz music and leaving enough room in the presentation of the music that I make for surprises to happen, for, you know, for there to be something unexpected, and combining that with the very sort of precise and specific way that I record music when I'm left alone. And that's kind of where I think I have landed in my life. It's a little bit, I guess, highfalutin answer, but that's kind of what I think is going on.
That's perfect.
I had one part of my life that was spent writing songs alone in the studio, and the other part of my life that was spent as a jazz musician on stage.
Now, you just spent the month of June touring with your dad, Ben Sidran, to support his latest record, Rainmaker, which you played on and produced, and we just heard that title track before the interview. How special is it to work with your father in recording and touring?
Yeah, it is really special. people my whole life have told me how special it is. You don't know how special this is. Wow, so special. I kind of rolled my eyes for a long time. And now I, over time, realize, wow, this is really special. This is really unique, and what a gift. And I'm in my late 40s. He turned 80 last year. Wow. He's 81 now. He just turned 81. And the idea that we still get to do this and we get to tour together and play, and he knows me probably better than anybody else on the planet. And I think maybe the same is I could say true of about me for him. I mean, we just understand so much about each other personally and musically that it is very comfortable and trusting and easy to work together. Of course, there were times when I was younger when maybe it wasn't quite as easy, but those days are behind us. And really right now, I think we both just realize what a special gift it is that we get to do this together.
So do you suffer from like a lot of dad jokes, or are you past the dad joke thing?
Well, I am a dad, and right. I probably am guilty of more dad
jokes. Does it come full circle?
You know? Yeah. Oh yeah, totally. Oh my. Yeah. I mean, this is an interview that one day you could do with my daughter, and I'm sure she'll have her own answers, but if anybody's committing the crime of too many dad jokes, I think it's probably me.
Oh, that's funny. Well, now you have some shows coming up in Wisconsin. August 22nd, you're in Milwaukee at Bar Cento, and August 24th, yes, here in Madison at the North Street Cabaret. And then you'll be playing a couple shows with your father at the 3rd and 4th in Madison here.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, let's give the drummer some, Clyde Stubblefield. And let's not forget the legendary jazz bassist, Richard Davis. You played with both of those music legends. Do you have any short quips?
Well, I mean, yeah, those are two very different people who, were both active in Madison and really made the scene so special. Clyde was an old pal of my dad's going back to the early 70s when Clyde left the James Brown band to live in Madison. And so when that drum set arrived in my house, like I was telling you, when I was, you know, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old, the first quote unquote teacher who came over to show me anything was Clyde.
Wow. Teacher?
Yeah.
Professor.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Anybody who spent any time with Clyde knows that you don't really want him as your professor. You could learn a lot by watching him play and hearing him play, and you could learn a lot of different kind of information by just hanging out with him. But but he was the first person who, you know, put sticks in my hand and sort of showed me how the drum set operated. And so for my whole life in Madison, he was, you know, so supportive. He would sometimes we played gigs together, two drums, me and him each playing the drum set at the same time. Sometimes I played guitar in bands where he played drums. And eventually he let me produce an album that we did together that eventually came out. It was called Clyde Stubblefield, The Original. And we made this kind of collaborative record together where he played drums. And then I wrote kind of songs on top of everything that he played. And I then interviewed him and used the recordings of his interviews almost as like a spoken word rap.
Wow.
Texture on the albums. So he was always really supportive and wonderful. And, you know, I appreciate you noticing that the word teacher is maybe questionable when it comes to Clyde, But I mean, how lucky were we all that he was our neighbor and friend for so long in Madison? You know?
That's right. Now, in September, you're off to record a new album with Spanish actress singer Leonor Watling, and you'll be performing Madrid at the Cafe Berlin. Tell us about your upcoming album and trip.
Yeah. I appreciate that because, you know, when I mentioned to you some of my upcoming gigs, I actually thought it was kind of funny to say, well, I'll be in Madison and Milwaukee and Chicago, and then Madrid is the next gig after that. But that isn't my next one. I have been going to Spain a lot for years. I started going as a foreign exchange student when I was in high school, and then I studied there for a year in college, and it got me really connected with the language and the music there. And I've made it a real priority to just keep going back every year and stay connected there. So I've made these musical friendships with people, and one of them is this wonderful singer, Leonore Watling, who is amazingly has suggested that we do an album together. So I'm going over there for a week to record with her, and then we'll do a gig at this cool club called the Cafe Berlin, which is only makes it more confusing. It's in Madrid, but it's called the Cafe Berlin. And that's, and so, I mean, I don't know much. It's songs, mostly songs that I've written, and she's going to sing. And I've got this collection of musicians that I work with over there who are going to join me in the studio and on stage. So it's, you know, next time we talk, I'll probably know more about it, but it's kind of crazy. I'm start this trip in Madison, move through the Midwest a little bit, and then go directly to Madrid before flying back home to Brooklyn at the end of in the middle of September.
Well, make sure we get some new music when that comes out. Leo, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it. Leo is back in Wisconsin next week at the Bar Cento in Milwaukee on August 22nd and the North Street Cabaret in Madison on August 24th, plus shows with his father, Ben Sidran, at North Street Cabaret on September 3rd and 4th. Get Leo Sidran's latest album, What's Trending, and keep up with his busy schedule at leosidran.com. Right now, let's listen to the title track from his latest album. This is Leo Sidran and What's Trending. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I know what you need to think. I know how you need to walk. I know what you need to drink. I know how you need to talk. And even if you try to say that I'm pretending, I do it anyway because it's trending. It's trending. Hottest shows, you can take me anywhere, 'cause I know, baby, I know, staying up to date is never ending, but I'm simply fascinated by what's trending. Song to sing.
What's trending?
I know every rule to break. Baby, I know everything. Come and get it while it's hot and history's pending. And if you might have just forgot, ask me what's trending. What's trending? What's trending? What's trending?
Listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
7,000 apart, they're doing live stuff. Appleton, Wisconsin on the 18th. On the 22nd, Brookfield, Wisconsin. Then on the 24th, you can see them at the county fair. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. But it's harder to be someone else and to stay. No one ever really wants to be up to slate. No one ever, no one ever. No one ever wants to feel like a criminal. But it's hard to live your life in the subliminal. No one ever wants to disobey. But it's too late, it's too late. So, hey, it's not nice to see.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Ball.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.